Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Welcome to Steel and Naz, episode 90, everyone.
10 90.
Away, boys. 10 away. Brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight we have Edmonton Oilers prospect, no longer going to be a prospect on the team this year, Vinny Deharnay.
Nailed it.
He came on the show, recurring guest actually during COVID. He came on when we were doing like the live chat, whatever.
StreamYard days.
StreamYard. Talked about, you know, playing not alongside, but in camp with, you know, Connor McDavid, Draisaitl, you know, his road to getting eventually to the NHL, to play in the AHL. Came from Providence College, absolute 6'7 beauty. Game is remarked by Zdeno Chara. Right?
Yeah.
What you guys think?
Stud.
Yeah.
He's on his way.
He's a good guy. He's a good hockey accent, good guy. Yeah, beauty. Beauty's the best word. Yeah. Just grabbing James Naz coming through.
Soon to be Oilers. Yep. Soon to be Oilers.
Got aggressive.
Big shout out to James Naz, one of my top recruiters. Good guy there.
Big marathon guy.
Afterwards, we have a little Patriots talk as they get their first W of the preseason against the Carolina Panthers. You know, tough going this week with the Raiders in their preseason game number 3. But we gave you, you know, the best and the worst of that. Probably one of the biggest upsets in UFC history occurred last weekend as Leon Edwards, you know, shocking head kick knockout of Kamaru Usman. That was great. We also have some AL East talk as the Red Sox are canceled. Yankees still lead the division. Japan, a bunch of little leaguers took my money.
Rays are coming on.
Kevin Durant staying in Brooklyn. We got a lot for you tonight, folks. But let's get to the interview with Vinny Deharnay.
Yeah.
Let's spin it. We're now joined by recurring guest. I guess we can call him now, Vinny Deharnay. Nailed it. How are we doing tonight, man? Just want to say congratulations. I saw you re-signed a 2-year, 2-way contract with the Edmonton Oilers. First of all, congratulations. And how does that feel, you know, to get that on you so you can kind of focus on the upcoming season?
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, man.
It's been awesome. I mean, when you get that contract that, you know, I've been working so hard to get, I don't know, it feels like you're finally right there. You know, you're just getting, you're one step closer. Like, the next step, like, is playing my first game. So it was a great summer, and I was so motivated. You know, it kind of makes it easier. Waking up every morning, going to the gym, and, you know, trying to eat healthier and whatnot, and being a little bit more careful. It's been so far a pretty fun summer, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Let's go. So is this your third training camp in Edmonton, or?
I believe so. Yes, I did probably 4 development camps. But training camps, like rookie camps and main camp, I think it's going to be my third one.
Third one.
Nice.
So what have you kind of learned from the last two that you're going to, you know, try to put into this one to either try to make the squad or, you know, have at least good impression going into the season?
Well, I don't think I can count my first one as being there, really. Yeah. I think I was more of a fan on the ice. Just looking at McDavid, Draisaitl, making plays around me. Just like, wow, this is crazy. It's a great experience. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for giving me a jersey. And even last year, I was on an AHL deal. So it kind of makes it a little bit different. You know, it's not the same motivation, even though, you know, they say, hey, just prove it to us. Like, we know that we won't really get the chance to really play or especially with our contracts, it's a little bit harder. But this year, you know, when you show up, it's like, I don't care who you are. I'm making my spot and I want to prove that I can play here. And, you know, you prove that during practices, you prove that during camp. So I would say my motivation, my focus has been, you know, just better and better and better as the years go on. So I'm very excited for this training camp too, because I've been there before, so I know what it is. I know what to expect. So obviously the confidence is a little bit better too, because I know most of the guys, I know the staff, I know them really well. So I'm definitely feel more comfortable showing up at camp this year.
Now, so playing against like McDavid and Draisaitl, like, do you think that's like, I guess, a disadvantage of like someone, you know, obviously you want to be the best player and you're the best player you can be, but is there like playing against them, is it harder to make the team because they're that good, you know, going against them because they're going to kind of make you kind of look silly at times, you know, they're faster, stronger, you know, not to put you down in any way, but they're the best in the world.
I mean, they've put players down that are Hall of Famers. So, I mean, I don't think there's any disrespect there at all. It's tough to say. I mean, those guys are so good. The coaches are not stupid either. They know those guys are above average, and you know they're the best players in the world right now.
Right.
But I see it the other way. I see it that if I can stop them, well, I can stop anybody. So you know that's kind of how I see it. And I know I'm not stupid. I know I won't stop him every time, but I believe that I can stop him a couple times, and you know that's a couple times more than a lot of other defensemen that can't stop him. So I kind of see it the other way, where it's not if I get beat. If I beat them, well, I look much better,
and it makes you a better player. You're learning against the best,
and you learn from the best. So obviously, if you get beat, well, you'll definitely learn from it.
Yeah, that first practice must have been like, Jesus, I got to deal with this now.
Oh, it was
good
crazy.
God.
The first drill, so we had rookie camp, which was totally fun, and then main camp, and then I was on the same team as, it was the first line, it was like McDavid, Draisaitl, and Cashin. And first drill of camp, it was like, all right, 3-on-3 down low. And so Ethan Bear was there, Klefbom, so they both go. And then Klefbom turns around and says, hey, kid, let's go. All right, sounds good. So I just follow him, and we go, and I turn around. And then against us is McDavid, Draisaitl, and Cashin. I'm like, holy. All right, sounds good. And then it just starts skating around and doing some cycle. I'm just kind of like so happy to be here. Like, my buddy's going to be so – they won't believe me. That's crazy. And then I'm pretty sure it ended up net front where Cashin put me on my ass. He just stopped net front, and I was just, you know, not really solid, not really there, and he just kind of finished me. Like, you all right, kid? I'm good.
Yeah, never been better.
Yeah, that was the first drill of training camp. I was like, wow, all right. I've got some crust to eat to get there.
Welcome to the NHL or the training camp at least. So you've been playing in Bakersfield, the AHL. You're a 6'7" stature. Has any veteran come up to you yet and just drop the gloves and say, let's go? Has that happened yet?
I mean, some guys will ask me, yes, but they know. I mean, you know, after my, you know, towards the end of my third season, you know, I kind of started to gain a little bit more respect. And I was not, you know, I've fought with Bukunji Imama a couple times too, which is, he's known to be a tough guy. So, you know, when you fight guys like that, you kind of gain, you know, respect. And, but I don't like to just fight the fight. But I'll protect my teammates, and I'm not scared to fight anybody. But I don't want to be known as, Vinny DeArnette, that's a tough guy. You know, that's because I don't think that's me. I don't think I have the toughness. You know what I mean? I don't have the mean. But,
yeah, you got the hockey skills that go with it.
Do you think hockey's gone soft then? I do.
Yes, I guess, yeah.
It yes.
It did.
Get rid of helmets. Yes.
What are your thoughts on Billy Tibbetts?
it did get soft.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts on Billy Tibbetts?
But it got faster, too.
Oh, yeah, much faster. Much faster.
It's incredibly – the skill – I think Tampa Bay was, like, the ones that show – maybe as a Bruins fan, just, like, watching them, like, how much faster they were what was that, 2 or 3 years ago? It just showed, like – You can't even keep someone on the roster as a fighter, like to come back. You need all people who can play hockey.
Wait, you're a Bruins fan?
I'm not a Bruins fan, but I fucking yeah, I am a Bruins fan.
Oh yeah, I mean old time hockey. You would need like 20 of those dudes on the ice to stop Connor McDavid. Like like you'd be in and out of all of them.
Yeah. Who is all right? So Connor McDavid, obviously you go against. And your teammates, who's the best player you've gone against kind of other than, training camp?
Prospect-wise. Kyle McCarr.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy one.
Right up there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that. Those two, I would
Jesus
say.
Christ. So you've just faced them all. Nothing should be scary.
Tough timing.
Whoa. I'm not saying I stopped them every time. Right?
You've done your reps in. Seeing the Calgary-Edmonton series, rivalry matchup against one another, does that motivate you more to just get to the next level? Because it just seems like they're always clashing back and forth, especially this playoffs this time around.
I mean, I was watching it and while I was watching it, I was like, wow, I want to be part of it. I want to be on the ice. I hate Calgary now. I didn't have anything to do with Calgary, but now I'm like, screw that. I hate Calgary too. Get on board, and now I just want to be part of and help the team beat them.
Yeah, you see a bumper sticker. It's like, oh, this fucking guy. So sick, Calgary Flames fan.
Did you grow up a Canadiens fan?
I was kind of a bandwagon fan. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I would pick like a favorite player. Like at some point when I was young, it was Paul Carrier. So it was like St. Louis Blues. Like I was like, that's my team. For some reason, I don't know. And I just kind of followed this players like that. But obviously, I've always paid attention to Montreal. Like when last year they went to the Stanley Cup final, I was happy. It was really cool that the in the city was like so much fun. It's such a fun hockey town.
They had the worst record of the whole tournament.
I have a little spot for Montreal in my heart.
I like that more than you just saying yes. I can work with that.
I can work with that.
The Canadians
are
in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the cold, like the bubble.
They didn't win it. I thought we were talking about
following players and like that kind of how you rooted for. Is there someone who you kind of model your game after, or kind of looked up to? You want to kind of be that type of player?
I wouldn't say I model my game around a certain type of player, but obviously through the years you kind of look at bigger. I mean, once I got a little bit bigger, I'm like, all right, like that's the type of D-man. I'm going to be. So obviously guys like Chara, like obviously in college, especially I went to Providence College, which is, Boston Providence is pretty close. Mm-hmm. So obviously I paid some attention to Chara, especially defensively around his net. He's so good at boxing out and creating room for his goalie. And people don't really see that. They don't realize it, but he does it so well because he's so big. He's got such a long stick. So that's the type of stuff that I've kind of been trying to get from players like that. Like even Parayko, his stick, his feet, incredible. He moves really well on the ice. Chernak on Tampa Bay, same type of player, really, really good defensively, stick, block shots a lot. So it's the type of stuff that I'm going to pay attention, especially in college and the last couple of years. Trying to add the little things that are missing in my game to make it to the next step.
Now, you had a great Providence team when you were in Providence with Hayden there. Eric Foley, right?
Eric Foley,
he was there. So what part of your game or even just, being a part of that culture do you, take on with you to Edmonton and Bakersfield?
I think hard work. I mean, and just that team every year, that team, we were a hardworking team. We always had skills. We're always a good skilled team, but we were like some games that sometimes the puck luck is not going your way, but we would find ways to win because we were working so hard. So at some point you're getting a bounce no matter what, because you're working so hard. So I think that's probably the biggest thing I got from playing there is that, it's never over. And I think Providence has proved this so many times in the last 5-6 years since they've won the national championship. So I would say that that's the biggest thing.
I think it's really cool too that like you playing in the Hockey East, I think prepares a lot of guys who go in the NHL because it's big time atmospheres. Every game for the most part is pretty even unless there's a team. I remember Maine before Swayman wasn't really that good. To my point too, it's bringing up Eric Foley. So my other cousin James Dunn led up the game winning goal to Eric Foley Mansfield against North Quincy in the high school finals. So that's another thing to bring up. So fuck you, Wade.
Yeah, Wade, catch it strange.
Honestly, Wade, fuck you. I hope your wedding sucks.
That's their cousin. Yeah, it's good.
Question for you though. I saw on Spin Chicklets not too long ago, they were asking kind of what's the craziest, somebody was playing in the KHL, like what's the craziest like hazing or experience you've seen in hockey? And they were like one time with, we just couldn't get the puck in the net. And, they were like they literally sacrificed a goat on the fucking rink and they put the blood in the net. Is there any hazing or any in the NHL, whether it's freshman, NHL, any stories you got from before us? I mean, obviously, no killing goats, but.
No. I mean,
he's still playing.
Every year there's there's a rookie dinner, rookie night, whatever. But it's nothing. I mean, AHL. I mean, the East Coast AHL. It was nothing crazy. Dinner, couple like funny things to do. Nothing. I don't think it's anything crazy. It just you get to know the players a little bit better. And Jesus. You're just having fun. It's the biggest thing, just to have fun with it, right? Like you don't want guys to
hockey's turning like, into the yeah. NBA. Jesus, this is ridiculous.
I was gonna say it seems like you made the right choice, but
it's thinking a little different. I mean, obviously, it's nothing crazy like killing a goat or anything.
No, that sounds bizarre.
Nothing that I've heard of.
That had to be a story in the 80s or 90s or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. I forget. It was a retired player. And I don't know. He's coming up.
Even though if it was killing a goat, I wouldn't tell you. Just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I would hope you wouldn't tell us. I would hope you wouldn't tell
he's
us.
He's still playing.
So, Vin, I was doing my homework on it. So you haven't made your NHL debut yet?
Nope, not yet.
So how much would that mean if that happened this year? Probably your family in attendance. That opportunity
it would mean a lot, that's for sure.
I mean,
especially having my family there, that would be something special for sure.
Well, it seems like you've been grinding too, because you're a seventh round pick. You've been in between leagues. You got up to the AHL, playing well there, and then you get invitations to camp. So it seems like you've been grinding your way up to the totem pole.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a ride. I've been patient quite a bit. But no, I mean that's kind of who I am, and I just work hard, and I have a goal in mind. And since I was 4 or 5 years old, my dream is to play in the NHL. And I don't know, just one step at a time. That's especially like the last couple of years, like college, and then you get to pro, and then I play in the East Coast, and then A, and then East Coast, and I was up and down, and just. It's tough mentally. So I was at some point, I just kind of stopped worrying about the NHL, and I was just taking small steps at a time and just giving myself small goals of just, all right, I want to be top four. All right, I want to be always in the start. I always want to be a starter, or like small goals like that. And, and now my next goal is to play my first NHL game, which is, so awesome to say, but it's going to be such a great feeling to actually do it. And I'm ready to do whatever it takes to actually do it really early this year, hopefully.
Yeah, it must be so humbling. Absolutely. Like to your point of, making all these little goals, and now that's like the little goal that's the ultimate goal. Like that's up next.
Exactly. Yeah. And now it's reachable. Like the biggest goal of my life is now – It just became the last goal, not the last goal because I want to make a career in the NHL.
Yeah,
you want to win.
But that checks there.
Your next goal should be, and it shouldn't be the NHL. It should be putting Connor McDavid on his ass. Tell him I said that.
I don't want to do anything with No, I won't mention anything because that just
no, that's he's,
yeah, that organization would fire him out of the country.
That's like telling a D tackle to take Tom Brady's like face.
Yeah, like in like spring. Yeah, in practice. Nope, yeah, I'm no. Not,
no comments.
Let him right. Yes, let him exactly. Right by you. Let him score the goal.
James is trying to get in here. I don't know if we're gonna be able to get him.
Good. What's he want?
He'll let me in the WebEx. Justin, can you
why is he calling me?
he's in the James Naz is in.
Hey,
the,
what do you want?
Is he in there?
We don't want to talk to you. Yeah, I am. I don't know. Figure it out, buddy.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid would be on here if he wanted to be.
Do you know how to use a phone?
Does he know how to use a phone? Does the Nazara know how to make a selfie?
Dude, figure it out.
Yeah, like join the Zoom, James.
James, best of luck. James is trying to get in on your fame here. He thinks he's big time because he's run some marathons.
Yeah,
I respect it.
I respect it. I trip him a lot, but I told him at some point, I was like, dude, I tripped you, but I never thought you would actually go through with it. Like, I respect the fuck out of you.
He's sadly going to run them all, and we're all going to have to bow down to him.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to run every fucking one of them.
Well, we can't see his face.
We need your face, James.
He's never been shy.
Can you show your face, or are you too busy?
Is he wearing those $700 sunglasses?
The suspense is killing me that it just says James Nazaro. Yeah.
Are you alone, James, or do you have someone else with you?
The host, it says the host will let you in soon. I think he's in.
He's in.
James.
This is hilarious.
Well, he's got to put his camera.
He's connected.
There you go.
There he is.
Oh.
We get no face. There he is.
There he is.
There's the giant pussy.
Are you at the taco place?
No, dude. I'm just at the restaurant downstairs in my building.
You hitting the hot tub?
No, dude, the hot tub's closed right now. They're redoing it.
Sorry for your loss, brother. Sorry for your loss.
James, what's up? What's up with your place? It's always under construction.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know what's up with that, Mikey.
What's up with your eye?
Hey, it's a hockey podcast. You got to chirp.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
So you wanted to get in the chat. Now we let you in the chat. What's up, dude?
Do you have questions for Vinny?
Yeah, do you have any questions?
Uh-oh. Yeah, ask Vinny about when I kicked his ass in front of a bunch of girls.
I'll send you guys the video if you want. I have proof that he was at the bottom.
Was that at Stackers?
Absolutely. Oh, is that Kyra's house, right? Oh, God. Forbes, how old are you now, you asshole?
I'm 30, you bitch.
Wow.
No love for you, Harry, I know.
Dude, 30 and still haven't been laid, huh?
Huh? I heard it.
What did he say?
Yeah. 30 and haven't been laid.
Oh. How the ladies down in Miami, James?
Hey, Jeff, but hey, Magic, we need you down here, bro. I haven't been on a tiki boat since.
Damn shame.
Don't say that. Now it's in his head. He
slept on the balcony every night. We were there.
I miss Captain Vic. I miss Captain Vic a lot.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if Captain Vic is still kicking. He's got to be.
Vinny, you got to meet Captain Vic one day. Yeah, he's a must-meet kind of guy. Get the Oilers on the tiki boat, James. Make that happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, whole team.
When he's on the squad, they play the Panthers. We'll fly down. We'll bring Captain Vic.
There we go. Sounds like a plan.
That'd be
fun. Hey, are we live right now, Adam?
We're not live. We're pre-recording, so we're good. But
yeah, but we're, this is all on recording.
It's all recording, man. We're good.
What are you drinking, a frap?
I just mixed in a coffee. I had a long day.
You don't need those calories, bro.
neither do you.
He's been a marathon.
Let's get back to Vinny here. Vinny.
No, but why did Vinny cut his hair, bro? Oh, for that charity, right?
Yeah, I was about to ask. We're charity people here. We do charity stuff. I want to know what I was reading into the charity you were doing. Can you explain us a little bit more about what you guys do?
Yeah, so basically, I just raised money for a charity. It's called the Leucan, L-E-U-C-A-N, and it's a charity in Quebec, and they help kids from 1 to 17 years old that are diagnosed with cancer, any type of cancer, so they help with whatever needs that the families need. Obviously, they need a lot, because it's as a kid, it's... cancer is bad, but as a kid, it makes it, I think, a little bit worse. Oh, yeah. So basically, the last 7 years, my buddy's been doing a little charity game. And the last 3 years, I've decided to actually shave my head and raise money and shave it before the game. So I did it twice. So 2 years ago, I raised a little bit over $6,000. And then this year, I raised a little bit over $4,500.
Oh, wow.
Oh, let's go, man. That's amazing. That's great stuff.
Yeah, so almost $10,000 in 2 years. I was pretty happy with it.
How can we donate? We do a softball tournament coming up. We donate to cystic fibrosis. I think last year we got to
$6,000.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. But how do we donate to your charity, and how can people, you know, reach
out?
Well,
I shaved my head, so right now I don't have a page anymore, because I had a page for until the challenge was done. But on the Leucan page, it's pretty easy to donate. You just donate, and they need as many donations as possible. Like every charity, you need help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We got you. Vinny, appreciate you taking the time tonight. Unless you got any more questions?
Yeah, James, why does your head look so big today?
There's a lot of brains in here for you.
Is Zahara around?
I don't know, actually. I should hit her up.
How about the Dolphins cheerleader?
Ah, that girl's gone. I don't know what happened to her.
Damn shame, brother.
Vinny, yeah. You got a girl or anything?
No, I don't. I'm single.
What's that like?
I'm pretty busy these days with hockey. So
fair.
Yeah, well,
I hope you still make your rounds.
Yeah, they gotta get
what
going.
What you say, Naz?
Vinny, are you still? I said once you crack the lineup, it should fix that.
That's true. And, that is very true.
You don't need money to get girls now.
Oh. Damn!
Wow,
Naz, he just
fired.
James, he just owned the fuck.
It's an Azaro dad. I see him.
I think we can cap it on that.
There's been some good chirps. That was the best.
I want to end it.
End it. Thank you, Vinny.
Vinny, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
James, go to hell.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Hey, good luck. We're all rooting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck, brother.
When athletes come on this show, they end up succeeding. So
yeah, with 13-0, with boxers following us.
Yep.
See you guys.
See ya.
2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
And that was, he's going to be an Edmonton Oiler this year. I can feel it.
Yup.
Vinny DeHarnay?
Manifested.
That was probably your best one.
You almost forced it too much, but yeah, it was close.
I'm trying to get better with my Canadian French accent. Vinny, great guy. James Naz joined kind of on the back end there.
Great guys.
James is a great guy. I'm not going to chirp him. I love James. James sucks. That's for you guys to do.
Why would you want to run so many marathons like that? It makes me want to puke.
When it's when?
Trying to be legendary.
How many marathons you got, pal?
Why would I want to try to be the best at exercise? I play real sports.
That's a tough shirt, but we just got beaten in the softball in the first round.
By the meatballs, dude. By the fucking meatballs, man.
We just got beat by the meatballs.
It's tough.
Disgrace.
I'll live with the three championships last year. It's all about the next year.
Oh, you're so in the past. He's so in the future.
Well, RIP Irish Pub Softball.
Are we dead? Is that?
Yeah, well, new sponsor next year coming up. Anyways, we will move on as the Patriots got their first preseason win of the year last Friday night. Got the first action preseason action from Mac Jones. Looked, you know, up and down first two.
Tough start.
Yeah, first tough two start. Drives weren't that good, but at the end of the day, I think they looked okay there. Tyquan Thornton, who had a good preseason game number one, is now only out for 8 weeks because he's just, you know, skin and bones. It's not good.
That was a win, though. I thought he was done, like, for much longer than that.
Agreed. But, yeah, still, I'll give you the runway. Just, I know Carolina didn't play anyone, but what stood out to you in that preseason game number two?
What stood out to me, little Jordan Humphrey should, like, actually make the team. Like, really should. I think he's got good hands. He made a great play on special teams. He dove for the punt.
Looked like Slater.
Slater. Like, I think he's earned a spot on the team. I mean, what he does on the team, he might just be a special teams guy for this year or something like that.
Even with the...
But still get him on there. You know, I think he makes the 53.
Thornton going down. I think Aguilar went down the other day, too, which creates guys. I think they have, like, eight guys in their receiving core that could all, like, be playing in the NFL right now, including, you know, Nixon, Wilkerson, who I think is still hurt.
I think neither of them could be playing in the NFL, and you're an idiot.
All right, then.
Here he is.
Care to elaborate?
Right on schedule.
My head just went on fire from that take.
Care to elaborate?
Been flamed.
I just think they're not NFL players.
And who are we talking about here specifically?
Do you think Bill Belichick will put eight players on the roster that can play in the NFL? So if Nixon gets cut tomorrow, Wilkerson gets cut tomorrow, you think they're getting picked up and on an NFL roster by fucking week one? No. Fucking no.
At least the practice squad, yeah.
Oh, is that an NFL fucking player?
That's an NFL.
No, shut up.
That's just about an NFL player. You're in the NFL.
Just about? Okay. You're on the team. All right, so then re-say your sentence. Just about NFL players.
It sounds like you need to re-say all your sentences because that can be...
Just about NFL players.
Okay, so also, Ty Montgomery looks great.
Looks great.
Out of the backfield, for catching passes.
I can't wait for this all season long. They're just going to... We looks... I don't know.
You know, a big thing.
There's just no way the Pats are going to have a good year.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be.
Believe.
It's going to be a tough start because.
I can't believe anymore.
Come right out of the gate, but I want to go back to preseason game number two. And I know you can't really.
Fuck the preseason.
You can't really plan.
We're talking about the preseason.
Yeah, we're talking about guys making the team. You're talking about a lot of questions on defense. And I know they played a bunch of number twos on Carolina, but you can only control what you can control. And I thought the defense.
Who started QB for Carolina?
I was like PJ Walker.
Yo, I would take.
He's the XFL great.
XFL MVP.
I would take either him or Matt Corral over Sam Corral's Donald or Baker.
Not Baker. Sam
Fuck
Donald,
him.
Though.
You don't get anywhere with him either. You're just paying him more money.
Yeah, my point I was trying to make, though, is there's a lot of questions on the defensive front. Like, they don't have a lot of talent around there outside of, you know, a couple guys. I think, you know, McCourty, their safeties are, you know, have been playing really well. But they showed a lot of promise. They did not let up a defensive touchdown. I understand it's preseason. I understand you're playing the twos. But, you know, they went in there and they did their job. And, you know, Juwan Bentley, as much as I hate this guy, he's become a vocal leader for this team. And the guy who I've been talking about this whole time is going to make a comeback, who missed all of last season. And they have a lot of questions in the linebacker position, is Raekwon McMillan. I think he's going to be key for this defense.
Yeah,
he looks
great.
Going to do anything this season.
Speed. That safety, Joshua Bledsoe, he looked great too.
Drew?
Forced a fumble, yeah. Drew. We'll call it that.
I mean, the thing is, we're talking about Joshua Bledsoe. We're talking about...
Because that's all we can do because we're in the second week of preseason, dude. Like, what the fuck?
That's literally the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah, guess what? When he's cut next week, this is a waste.
Why does Bill love Vegas? I'm more interested in that, honestly. Like, truthfully,
before I tell you why, tell me why Bill Belichick would like Vegas.
I can't think of a single fucking reason. I think he would hate Vegas.
Bill Belichick?
Brunch. I don't know. The buffet. It's got to be the buffet.
It could be a nice fucking strip club brunch buffet.
He's not a strip club
guy. The actual thing is like Vegas Raiders is like brand new. So they have like an outstanding practice facility.
Yeah, it's facilities.
Shit, so.
It's facilities. God.
Did you hear the...
It was almost too obvious.
That Brady was...
Yeah.
Is that what he meant, Belichick, when he said Brady?
No, he didn't say that. But
Brady was supposed to go to the Raiders instead of Tampa last year.
So when Brady and Gronk And then John Gruden said no.
Yeah.
Last second. So then he.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he wanted to stick with his guys because he didn't want to play for, you know, this is my what I think his reasoning was. He didn't want to play for the next 2-3 years. He wanted to play for the next 5-10. I think that's the way John Gruden's head was just screwed on, and he was just wrong. All
John Gruden's still
idiot.
He ended up getting,
he was a racist or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He called the guy.
Yeah, don't need to say it.
Honestly, I'm a little disgusted in Tom that he's going to take his talents to fucking Vegas.
He's from San Francisco.
That's not Vegas.
That's not Vegas.
Why did the Raiders or Vegas the Buccaneers?
Vegas. Yeah, I was going to say.
But Tom, it doesn't belong in Vegas. He just doesn't.
Giselle does.
No. Vegas is for porn stars.
What about a nice suburb, like west of Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. No, there are some nice
Tom Brady in like one of his like Bond villain suits just going down the strip in Las Vegas. I think he could work in Las Vegas.
You might be right.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers in Vegas reuniting with Devontae Adams next year.
That'd be hot.
Early call.
It's not going to happen, but
that'd
be
hot. Just saying him walking down with his little new drug he has, his mushrooms, whatever he's taking.
Ooh. Aaron Rodgers doesn't belong in Vegas.
He takes he went you know when he took the vacation with Miles Teller and their girlfriend Olivia Culpo when he was dating. Sure. They took I don't even know what the drug was, but
ayahuasca.
Yeah.
if Aaron Rodgers plays quarterback,
he looked like he was trying to say like something weird, and I was like, "It's got to ayahuasca."
And he said it improved his love, and it improved his. I forget what it was, but
sounds.
If he ends up playing quarterback in Vegas, he's going to turn into a yoga instructor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or he's going to do the Con Air remake.
That'd be
you remember that little photo that came out where he looked like Nicolas Cage.
That would change my opinion on Aaron Rodgers so much. Like, if he just remade Con Air, that would change everything.
I mean, he's got about.
That would be my guy Aaron now. Rodgers, I've hated that guy for like 20 years.
He's got one or two more years to win a Super Bowl before he's just the biggest bum ever.
He's won one.
I know, but like, that's needs still another not one. Enough.
In order to be a top five all time, like
the respect he gets is too high for
one ring and a Con Air remake. I might give him the top five.
That's fine.
I don't know. Like Clayton Kershaw has one.
Who?
Clayton Kershaw has one. I consider him the greatest of our generation.
Just quarterbacks and
it's different. It is different, but pitching matters. So Madison Bumgarner's championships don't matter.
They do matter.
No, the stadiums
matter like the extremely.
The stadiums matter, right?
The fans in the stands getting it going. But back on the football aspect of things, like joint practices have not been going well for the Patriots with the Raiders. Jalen Mills, who apparently is their top cornerback,
Green Goblin,
is just getting absolutely cucked by Devontae Adams.
Cucked.
Yeah, but like I don't know. Like he should be.
He should be. And then they have Hunter Renfro.
If J.C. Jackson was still here, I'd be like, shit, he's getting cooked by Devontae Adams. Like, dude, it's Jalen Mills. Like, Jalen Mills should be getting cooked.
That's my point of when realistic expectations of this team, if they play a team with a good receiving
toast.
Core, like, they're toast. Yeah. They're toast. Then you see the Panthers, not a good receiving core. Giants, like, next question. Like, they haven't played a good receiving core in the preseason. Get it, it's the preseason. But once you play these teams, once you play... I don't know. You get the Bengals this season. You get the Bills this season. Once you get those teams with good, not just good receiving cores, but you know, good quarterbacks.
Pick a new team. That's my best advice, Ness. Pick a new team.
Nah, I'm not.
Or suffer.
You suffer.
Well, have fun doing that.
Yeah, we will.
Well, who's your team?
You know.
I don't.
Tommy in Tampa.
Name five guys on Tampa.
Don't have to. Doesn't matter.
Kiss the ring.
I know. I know the guy who's going to win them the ship. That's enough.
He's practicing one day a week right now.
I know. I love that. I love that he's in the Bahamas.
How can you not love
him? And he's still going to fucking make Matt look like a bum.
Everybody thought he was doing the Masked Singer, and that was like ran off with it. And the fact that he was just on vacation.
The Bahamas is literally fucking an hour away from Tampa Bay. If he wants to go to the Bahamas, what's the big deal?
None.
The guy's done enough training.
That's how good he is.
Tom Brady says I'm not showing up.
Was his team angry?
No, his division's a joke. Like his team's stacked offensively. Like he's gonna be fine. By the time he gets down to like week 15, he's just gonna have to be like back to himself.
Yeah, he's got
to
beat Baker, Jameis Winston, and fucking Marcus Mariota.
Trent Dilfer at that point.
Yeah, like
Tom can do that.
He has as good a chance of winning the Super Bowl this year as he does every year, in my opinion. And the Pats do not. And that's a fact.
Yeah, definitely not. But, you know, there's...
Sick, dude.
Yeah, both teams going different directions.
You didn't even go the parade in Tampa. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you didn't even go.
That's fair. That's a good...
Fraud.
I'll shut my mouth. I will be down there this winter, though.
Speaking of parades and unbelievable moments, in UFC 278 it was over the weekend.
Yes.
Unbelievable. One of the greatest underdog stories in all of, you know, mixed martial arts. Leon Edwards coming out of the woodwork, 55 seconds left in the fifth round to defeat probably top three UFC fighter of all time, Kamaru Usman. You know, Steele, you watched it through and through. I'll give you the first thoughts.
Could not fucking believe it. Could not believe it. Like, Leon Edwards won the first round, so that got, like, everyone, like, thinking, like, oh, shit, there could be an upset. That could be, like, this is going to be crazy. Rounds 2 through 5 up until the final minute was just typical Usman kicking the shit out of him, holding him. Just holding him down, couldn't do anything, all that. Then they get a little separation, and then out of nowhere, Leon Edwards feints a left hook and then just head kicks him to the fucking moon. And it was incredible. Like, you could hear the crowd just being like...
To the moon?
He's unconscious.
I know. Yeah.
Out cold before he hits the ground. He was done.
Knocking out, I think.
Done.
Not even arguable.
I know, I saw it.
That's a guy who before that fight had never been taken down. And Leon Edwards was the first person that took him down, too.
He's never lost, Usman?
He's never been taken down.
Never been taken down in the UFC.
Take down.
Like, physically.
Back on the mat.
Did Leon take him down that fight? Oh, okay.
And then kicked his head in.
When?
With one kick.
He knocked him out with one kick.
Oh, I know that.
He took him down in the first round.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I'm not shitting on Leon. I'm glad. I love a good underdog.
It was really cool. They're going to run it back. That'd be cool if you see it in London. He's a London guy, right? He's from England.
He is in England. Dana was going to say that they're going to try to do that in like a sold-out Wembley stadium. And I feel bad for Leon Edwards because like he got real lucky and Usman's going to kick the shit out of him and that in front of his entire friends and family, his entire country. So that sucks for him, but live it up now.
Being selfish is like, will that pay-per-view be at 3 p.m.? Because that's whack.
Most likely, yes. Yeah.
That's whack. I like the late ones.
Yeah, grow up, dude.
But play some DFS.
Take a nap, dude.
I love that.
UFC's a sport where you just got to get lucky with one hit, really.
Oh, yeah, that's it. No, dude.
I wouldn't say you got lucky.
There were 57 seconds left.
Yeah. That's crazy.
If he doesn't do that, like, it's over. Like, Usman wins handily.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's more, in your opinion, Steele, what's more electric, that one or when Holly Holm did that to Ronda Rousey?
Because
they're both right there. I think they both got to be right there.
The Rousey one was probably even like more unexpected.
Which is crazy to think about because that was one of the most unexpected things I've ever seen.
But like, I don't know. Like Usman, like part of Ronda Rousey's thing was there was like no one like as good as her. Whereas like Usman was just like taking down the best in the world.
Now the only thing
eventually Rousey like her competition stepped its game up and was like, we're gonna kick your ass now.
No, that's my point of, you know, measuring both these things because
like it's kind of
her stick, as soon as that happened, she just went downhill.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening to Usman, but we can't predict the future. So,
I don't think that'll happen at all. The one thing is
I would say definitely doesn't happen. I think Usman he gets a rematch?
He does.
Definitely, yeah. No doubt.
He wins it. He defends it a couple more times.
One thing that changes too is I really wanted to see Usman Khamzat, and like Khamzat beats the shit out of Leon Edwards. Unless of course that happens because Usman was kicking his ass, and like he could get lucky again, obviously. Any given fucking Saturday.
I'm interested to see the one against Nate Diaz. I know Nate Diaz is probably gonna lose, but I'm like, what's his name? Gilbert Burns put up a hell of a fight. I love Gilbert Burns. But, you never know what can happen in the octagon.
Do you want to bet? Do you want a milk challenge this?
No.
Yeah, you're afraid.
No, you just like the milk challenge.
I'll take Nate Diaz.
I should be pouring milk on my head after 0-4 Little League World Series fucking start.
Yeah. Literally, my notes here say, Naz sucks at betting on children.
Oh, we're going to transition to that?
I guess so. I don't know.
All right, so the 40-1 New England, I can take that.
I just want to say, I love that you begged for that action too. Like you literally went out of your way to find someone who would take that.
And they took it. And they fucking took it. Japan
stayed away.
The first time in 35 years they started 0-2 in the Little League World Series. First time in 35 years. Was 0-0 against Canada in the top of the sixth inning, Canada scores six unanswered runs, wins. And then, okay, you know what? You lose the first one. No, we're going to battle back. This is Team Japan we're talking about. Taking on the strength of Nicaragua. So Nicaragua, bottom of the sixth inning, Japan up 4-1, 0-2 count, two outs, man on first and second. Kid launches one like 300 feet to tie the game. Then they're just going back and forth, ended up losing in 12 innings because the kid at third base, there was a bases loaded with one out. He gets the ground ball, misses third base, and then throws it 10 feet over the catcher.
Naz, I don't want
guy couldn't handle the moment.
Naz, I don't want to like
his family probably fucking threw
to further yeah, betting on children.
To do that in, man.
But like, did you do any scouting? Like, Japan plays close games. That's how they win. They win 4-1, 4-2, 4-0.
How the hell do you know that?
I disagree with that.
Little League World Series.
I disagree with that.
Maybe not against fucking Canada.
I'm sorry. Canada versus Nicaragua.
Did you do any scouting of this Japan pitching staff? Because if they hold these people, they usually have one or two.
I hold myself.
You know one of Japan's pitching staff?
No, I didn't know. I'm saying does Naz know? Because clearly.
Definitely not.
Let me talk.
So why are you betting? That's just
personally a Chinese Taipei guy.
He has me questions and he doesn't let me answer.
I bet they're still in it.
I should have done my homework on Japan. I take full responsibility. But at the end of the day, if you put $100 on Japan, chances are you're probably going to win. Didn't win.
Chinese
Taipei.
But Team Canada and Team Nicaragua, if you were to tell me those are the first two teams going to play, I'd say they outscore them by 50.
No, Japan doesn't do that.
You sound like me.
Japan loves that. Japan loves to win those fucking.
No facts on that.
You don't know that they didn't have their aces this year. Obviously.
I would have thought close game Nicaragua. I would have thought they'd massacre Canada. I'll give you that.
Japan's
moment. No, they should have massacred both. Canada sucks every year.
Two things.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would expect them to massacre Canada. I'd be like Nicaragua's probably pretty good.
But Japan, that's how they play. Japan plays good ball.
I would see them being like
maybe they beat Canada in Nicaragua.
The prospects.
Yeah, what was the crowd?
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, you just
was
didn't
the
do
the crowd loud
or
they
upset. Not my fault you're upset and you lost your fucking money.
All right, back to Steele's point of the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
As soon as the kid puked on himself, like, and threw it away, Nicaragua was going nuts. They were showing, like, people who were, like, half broken Nicaragua watching, like, shitty TVs. And then you had Team Japan, all the parents over there were just, like, looking at the crowd.
Literally, I'm going to beat my kid when I get home.
I was a part of that crowd. I was just like, just full-out body experience.
Did you yell at the kid on the TV? Did you yell at him?
You don't want to hear what I yelled at those
kids.
Oh,
my God.
How much?
Disgusting, man.
They were turning double plays. I was going nuts. Like, I wish I recorded it, but it would have been a little sad.
Yeah, Twitch streaming the Little League World Series, but yeah, that's tough.
All right,
is Middlebar still in it?
No, they lost the first two, so I went 0-4. So,
love it.
So I get a challenge. So like, I'm not – yeah, something bad needs to happen to me.
Yeah, 100%.
He doesn't want to say milk, and I won't milk him.
No, we won't milk him, because that's worse than milk.
Milk's for football season only.
Or fights.
I'm not Little League
World Series.
I'm week one milking.
You have to go.
You don't milk when you lose, though. You take like a month to do it.
I milk.
You don't milk it.
Why the hell is the mic off the thing? What are you doing?
Because I'm talking.
Yeah, you're going rogue.
He's going rogue.
Because I want to have a chat with Adam here. He doesn't think I know.
I love how you have the thing off the thing and you're still. you put it over here and talk into nothing.
How's that, Tito?
Unbelievable.
No.
He's on the lead.
Adam says I don't milk, but he puts the milk fucking on his back and not his fucking head.
I have a big head.
Adam, something bad does
happen. Yeah, that's fair.
Something bad does have to happen to you, so. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I got chips.
Sounds like we'll get a poll going.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get a poll going.
Can we let the people maybe decide? We have a little leaguer like bean you?
I mean, I'll take that or not.
Can I bean you?
Wibble ball bats to the death. Just kidding. You'll be
fine. I don't want to hit your head and kill you. It's so big.
It's the worst. All right, so next.
Next
time we have the Red Sox stuck.
Yeah, I canceled the season last week. They're starting Bobby Dahl back at shortstop tonight. Not a big fan of that. The Yankees also suck, even though they're leading by seven games. We just suck way more.
They're up eight games. They won three in a row, including beating Max Scherzer and the Red Hot Mets twice.
How about Red Hot Joey Gallo?
He's the best player in baseball. No one's ever seen anything like him.
It's like Andrew Haney leaving the Yankees and just being dominant.
The best is they showed like the splits, like him with the Yankees, like his last like however games he's played with the Dodgers, played with the Yankees, and it was like one home run batted like 111 in like, yeah, one home run. While it was the Dodgers, they were hyping up because he hit three home runs, but he was batting like 209. It's like, all right, yeah, he still sucks, but he has two more home runs than he did with the Yankees.
That's like a 100% like better year than like what he was doing.
That's true. Yeah. That's a 200% increase in productivity for him.
Like the second, like if the Yankees don't win the World Series, like when they go down, I am going to be so anti-Dodgers because fuck that guy. I cannot have that guy end this year with a ring.
The fact is,
he's deep in my head, man.
The Rays,
deep in my head.
The Rays. I was down. We have no. Wander has a setback. McClanahan's been shit since the All-Star break. Glass now might be coming back. It's September Ray time.
How are
we doing every damn
standings, Ness?
Oh, we're in there.
Yankees are up 8 on the Rays, 8.5 on the Blue Jays.
I'm gonna get them going here.
And who cares after that?
We're talking wild cards here, but the Rays are gonna get into that playing game.
We got like one more month of baseball.
Eight games is not enough. We're coming.
It's not. It's
we're
scary.
Coming.
It's scary. But it's also
let
not
me
that
check
scary.
A wild card. Fuck, I don't even really know
wait,
how to use a Mac. But
wait, what are you talking about? The Rays?
The Rays are coming.
Wait, where'd you go?
Can you give
the
me those
boogeymen are
give
coming.
Me those standings a little more blown up? Give me the wild card.
Wild card right now. The Rays are the first place team.
Oh, are they
in the wild card? Up by 3 games.
Three.
On Baltimore.
The Sox are in the mix there.
No, the Sox are 7 back. They're
that's,
fucking.
That's
dead.
A mix. That's not the mix.
No, they're up.
That's why I said 3.
That looks like a 3 for
me. Yeah, idiot.
So the Rays are 10 games in.
Just can't really see a computer.
8 behind the Yankees for the AL East.
What did you mean? What do you mean by 10 games in?
In the playoffs. So they're the first wild card team. Just 2 wild card teams.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll go. Okay.
So Rays. So the Blue Jays. The Orioles want none of us.
James Nass.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're texting? Okay.
Oh no, I'm texting. No tidbits here.
Okay.
Anyways, my last thing of the evening is not that I really care too much now, but Kevin Durant going back to the Brooklyn Nets. Good for the Celtics, bad for the Celtics.
I think that was all planned in a way.
I'm pretty indifferent.
I think maybe he planned to get everyone frazzled in the NBA.
Like, I never really thought that was going to happen, so it didn't really like.
I did.
And so, it just proves.
I did, like, I did, to be honest.
It just proves the point of how Kevin Durant's like he's a great talent, but he's a bitch.
Like I did not expect to see him in green this year. Did not at all.
I shouldn't go away from the team now because I'll like.
What if it was all an acting job? Him and Kyrie are trollish kind of people.
No,
what if
shit.
They were literally
like
frazzle up this? Look what it did to us.
What does it do?
It got Jaylen Brown all pissed for a minute.
Fair.
You're telling me it didn't frazzle some teams? Everyone was ready to get on their knees and suck dick for fucking Kevin Durant to come to them.
That
is the greatest troll job if that's what him and Kyrie just did.
I would have taken Kevin Durant all
day. Fuck the Nets, fuck him.
But I think the Celtics have a great roster and a good enough.
Has anyone said that take though? Because I want to take that. I want that.
No, run with it. Who cares? Don't ask that. Just run with it.
That's a good take.
I think,
I think you were the one who thought he was going to be there the most.
Yeah, no.
On here anyway.
I had a feeling Kevin Durant was going to come to the Celtics. But you know what? Him going back, I think it's a good way to look at it. It's a win-win for the Celtics because now they have a good enough roster here that I think they can take their ways back to the NBA Finals. It's just so tough in the Eastern Conference, man. You got Milwaukee. Philly's always a drag. You know, you have Brooklyn coming back. Who knows what Brooklyn's going to be? Are they going to trade? How about this? I was thinking today, if Kyrie Irving doesn't return and they do complete like a Lakers deal, how about a Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant reuniting?
You have the Bucks. Every other team in the East are fucking losers. They're good losers. There's a difference between being good and being a winner. They're good losers.
I respect that.
76ers, losers. Nets, losers.
Proven losers. Like, literal proven losers.
He could make the jump to winner. They're the only one, I think.
Yeah?
Because, like, I don't know. There's something about Jimmy Butler. He's a winner. Everything else, losers.
Jimmy Butler is a winner.
The Bucks winners. Like, the Bucks are scary. I'm not going to slander the Bucks.
The Nets.
But the rest of them.
The Nets have to prove themselves. But if this move was.
You think I'm going to fail the 6 games Ben Simmons going to play? Or like the 13 Kyrie Irving's going to play?
No.
Could care less.
I also could see the Celtics still worry me, honestly. Even after going all the way to the fucking championship. I could see them.
That's fine. Give me a roller coaster. I want a roller coaster of a year.
I'm a big, like. Once you get there, it's tough to go back. I just think
that's true.
I just think it's really
they got a taste.
Miami's a great team. I think I think Milwaukee's going to be back with Chris Middleton.
Yeah, those two scare me. The others don't.
I'm still scared of Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn can figure it out and get the job done. I brought up Philly's a competitive team, but at the end of the day, I get the Celtics in a series.
They're definitely beneath Brooklyn. Like, they're losers.
Yeah.
And, like, to say anything differently is nuts.
It is. I totally agree with that.
But every year, it just seems like a different team's coming out of the woodwork. One year, you see Atlanta. Another year, you saw Miami. And this year was the Celtics. So, like, who's going to be that next team out of the woodwork? Could it be Philly? Probably not. Could it be Brooklyn? Absolutely. Ben Simmons, I know as much as a loser he is, he's a lot to prove this season. And you have Kevin Durant, one of the best players in the world. And who knows what happens with Kyrie Irving, whether you have him playing or you get a large chunk for him. So I think Brooklyn could definitely be back as well.
Kyrie could do something every single moment of his NBA career where Ben Simmons could have made himself not a loser. He made himself a bigger loser.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that guy.
Okay.
Not worried about that
Where's
guy.
Where's Anton going?
Work. Yeah,
he's
gonna go work.
Oh, there you go. We're wrapping up here, folks. Want to thank you for tuning in, as well as Vinny DeHarnay for coming on
Getting
the pod.
Getting good at that.
He's gonna make the Oilers. I know it, man. Connor McDavid's gonna be sitting in the back seat on him. That my words, not his. Big shout out to Hedgebetter for making this all possible. Justin, big shout out, man. Shout out to Slide Edge Fitness Performance in the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. I'm sure he'll be in the studio in the next couple of weeks as we get our NFL pick'em going on. Episode 90, guys. You're 10 away.
Oh, shit. Closing in.
10 away.
Got to think of something big for
us. Where were you? Where were you? It's coming in hot.
Shout out to the boys going to Saratoga this weekend. Let's hope Anton gets hot.
Let's hope he survives.
Stay safe and get some winners.
I'm going to be good. I'm tired. It's been a long summer. I've been tired since Kings of Combat.
You were tired before that.
Yeah.
You quit. You know what? I'm not going to land here.
Quit.
You quit into the training. Stop training.
I was fucking trained up until the day of that fight.
Okay.
It's all good. Okay. We'll be back for the next one. I ain't done.
That's all from Steel and Naz. Be safe out there. We'll see you next week. One love.
Yep.